It's time for Minnesota Reads. Minnesota author, chef, and food writer Beth Dooley is our guest this morning on Minnesota Reads. Dooley is a Minneapolis chef sharing recipe ideas geared towards an organic and sustainable lifestyle. She writes for the Taste section of the Minneapolis-St. Paul Star Tribune, a food expert on TV and radio, and you may recognize her as the co-author of The Sous Chef's Indigenous Kitchen with Sean Sherman. Well, welcome and good morning, Beth.
Good morning. It's such a beautiful day.
It is shaping up to be the same here in the Northland. Many of your other titles here include In the Winter's Kitchen, which I think we've talked about, Growing Roots and Breaking Bread in Northern Heartland, and Minnesota's Bounty, the Farmer's Market Cookbook, and the Northern Heartland Kitchen. Well, today's book is from the University of Minnesota Press, and it's a team effort by you, Beth Dooley, and Danish cook Matt Nielsen. It's called Savory Sweet, Simple Preserves from a Northern Kitchen. Well, what a gorgeous book that you two have produced.
Oh, thank you. Well, Meta is also a photographer, and she's a phenomenal gardener. So she's a pretty great package to work with, you know. We were able to get a lot of the things from her garden for the photography in the book. And, you know, it's a reminder to both of us how easy this can be. And because she's Danish, she has this really fabulous sensibility about how when you use flavors that are really on different ends of the flavor spectrum, they brighten each other a lot. And so we intentionally have a lot of savory and sweet things in each of these condiments, you know, things like, rosemary with lemon and basil with strawberry, you know, that kind of thing. So, we also have a condiment with, it's a sweet, savory condiment with carrots. And it's brightened with vinegar, and it's got sugar in it. It's like a marmalade, and that it has a little bit of lemon verbena in it. So, you know, by combining all of these really bright, strong flavors, you get a real pop of both color and taste in one jar.
Oh, right. And I like, I really honed in on the pomegranate onion, pickled onion. So, you kind of jumped right in there with how was it to work with Matt? What a great team, and especially, you know, just her sensibility, then bringing that that Minnesota flavor. Well, there's so many Nordic people here, so a lot of people kind of incorporate that already.
Right.
But it is, as we head into this growing season, talk about the inspiration in creating a preserves book. This is kind of simple preserves that that we can do from our own gardens.
Yeah, I mean, we really had two goals. One is that she grows so much stuff, and I'm a really enthusiastic farmer's market shopper, so I'm always coming home with more than we can ever possibly eat. And so then what do you do with it? And so that was number one. And the book follows on the heels of Minnesota's Bounty, the Farmer's Market Cookbook. And so we thought, okay, we have all these recipes for what to do with the fresh food that you have right away, but what about putting some things up so that you can enjoy them in the wintertime? And then we began to look through some of our favorite preserving cookbooks, and we thought, wow, some of this stuff is so complicated. And because so many people have smaller kitchens and, not a lot of time, we thought, let's see if we can come up with a book of condiments, really, preserves, that are quick and easy and don't make a cook feel like you have to make 8 vats of something, you know, because there's nobody wants to stand over a stove that with steaming tomatoes bubbling away in the middle of August. I mean, I'd much rather be out on the lake. So how do you preserve those tomatoes so that you can enjoy them later on? And then also, how do you take some of those tomatoes and turn them into a condiment that you can use within the next couple of weeks or freeze and enjoy in January? So none of the recipes in this book require a hot water bath. And that was an intentional as well because, I think hot water baths, it's the process where after you've made the condiment, you put it in a clean jar, and then you put the cap on and you put it into a boiling pot of water so that it seals completely. And that allows you to to keep the jar on a pantry shelf for a long time.
Right. You're right. Standard grandmother's canning cookbook.
That's exactly right.
Have that that freezer option. So how nice is this? So all of these recipes don't consider that cooking that kind of happens and kind of it loses a little bit of the vibrancy. And
that's right.
And so you can make these. I think some of these you could can if you wanted to and do that final process. I did notice that there was one where you actually cooked. It was just a standard kind of a pickle relish where it was a sweet pickle, and you did actually cook it a little bit. Does that mirror some of that canning that happens, or is that standard that you would cook it a little?
Well, you cook it just a little bit. Because of the flavors in that one, it allows the flavors to marry a little bit, but it's not cooked for a very long time. And, you know, of course, when you're making jams and jellies, you're actually cooking that fruit as well. But what happens when you do the water bath is that you're cooking it again. So, you know, that's where you lose some of the vibrancy. And the same thing is true with, say, the green beans. We have the dilly green beans. And those are delicious. They're fine if you want to put them in a water bath. But if you don't and simply keep them in the fridge, they retain their crunch. And they're just a snap. They have more of a snap to them because they haven't been recooked in the water bath. Does that make sense?
Absolutely. You know, so that is just one of the angles about this cookbook that makes it so accessible to anyone. There are a lot of they're much quicker than doing a canning from your garden.
Well, that's right.
I love how the ingredients are grouped together and the flavor ideas, and then the instructions are really clear and easy. And we do get out so many things that we don't really know what to do with from our summer CSA, whether it's fennel or beets. But then there's these great flavors in this book that's the pickled carrots or the garlic chutney how to make dried apples or dried tomatoes.
Yeah, and those are all so easy, and they don't take forever. and there are some things, say you've done pick your own strawberries or blueberries or something, and you get home and you don't want to deal with them right away. Well, in many cases, you can freeze them and then just deal with them in the wintertime. Make your jams or jellies in the wintertime. So we give those options as well.
All right. Do you have any favorite recipes in here? There are so many fantastic ones.
You know, there's the carrot marmalade that I mentioned, and I love that because it's such a surprise, right? And then there's a parsnip marmalade as well, and most people don't think of using parsnips in things that are sweet, but it's really lovely, and it's got a little grapefruit in it, and my husband, I can remember, it's an old Danish recipe, and my husband sort of said, parsnip marmalade, and then he tried it, and he thought it was great. So I think what we had fun with this is finding some, sort of bringing back some of these older recipes in a contemporary way, and they just surprise you. I mean, that was the fun of it, was just the surprise that some of these flavors brought to these condiments.
And it also includes some things that may be more familiar, just a good sweet pickled cucumber slices with onions, but it gives really those great steps, or a sweet hot pepper pickles. How fantastic are those?
Yeah, aren't those lovely? Those are so, so good. And then there's a wonderful Danish recipe for a berry jam called Fit for a Queen Jam that is one of Netta's family's favorite recipes. And it's just delicious. It's delightful. It's really easy to make, and you use a variety of berries. And if you don't have, you know, all of the berries it calls for, you can use just blueberries or just raspberries or whatever you happen to have. And it is Fit for a Queen.
Well, thank you so much for joining us and sharing Savory Sweet. What a beautiful and a delightful cookbook. And it just is one of those things that really inspires you. What do I do with all of the great things that I've grown in my garden? And how can I eat those right now? But maybe even in a week or two, because it doesn't all last a week or two.
Right. That's right. That's right. That's right. And I think it's going to be a good year for all of our gardens. So.
Yes. Well, thank you so much, Beth Dooley, for doing this cookbook on preserves and for joining us here on Minnesota Reads.
Thank you very much. Thanks.
Well, enjoy this beautiful day, and thank you for this inside view on this yummy, yummy book.
Oh, thanks so much. Take care.
Bye-bye. Minnesota Reads is brought to you on KUMD by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. And you can find this interview and links and information about Beth Dooley and her works at KUMD.org later this morning.